tragic death of a 14-year-old in British Columbia, Canada. That's not really what this commentary is about. The commentary is about how it was reported. The teenage boy was struck and killed by a car driven by an off-duty Abbotsford, BC police officer. Now, if that person, and of course the accident is under investigation right now, but if the person driving the car was a butcher or a person who works for a newspaper, a school teacher, a nurse, or a doctor, I'm wondering if they would report it that way. Right now, the police are under attack no matter what they do. Yeah, there are bad cops out there, of course there are, and they need to be dealt with. But in this case, it's an accident, and again, the investigation is happening, and you have to wonder why, in this case, the CBC, the Canadian BS company, as far as I'm concerned, are reporting it this way. The man's occupation, unless he was working at the time as a police officer or had done something illegal, because police officers are held up to a higher standard, but initially, why does it have to be reported that way? If it was a banker or a talk show host or whoever, it would be interesting to see how that story would be reported. It's time for the media to lay off the cops a little bit, let the tensions cool down. If the story deserves to be told that an officer on duty was involved, or an off-duty officer became an on-duty officer right away to stop a crime, sure, report it that way. But as far as an off-duty officer right away, that's what they got to say. I'm not sure that's right. I guess we'll see. We'll see where the investigation turns, but condolences to the family of the 14-year-old killed in the accident. I'm Dan Pretzer. That's today's commentary.